Side 2. Unit 14. Listening. Part 1.
Can you tell me where you work and a little bit about your company's products?
I presently work for a large American communication company. It deals in cellular communications, portable phones, either car or personal phones. Other products are pagers, semiconductors.
So what's your position in this company?
My title is automation technician, and I report directly to the production supervisor. The section I work with provides automation solutions for company plants throughout Europe.
What do you mean by automation solutions?
When I say automation solutions, what we mainly build are robots.
And are these products used in cellular phone construction and,
Yes. To date, we currently have, I think, 6 robots in total in the phone factory. They're mainly pick-and-place machines. Basically, what they do is place a number of components which a normal Fuji-type machine could not place.
What's a Fuji machine?
It's a very fast electronic pick-and-place machine which is used to place components on a PCB, a printed circuit board, whereas our robot can normally handle the type of components that an assembly line operator would place by hand.
Right.
It means that we need fewer people to build the phones.
Does your work involve assembling robots?
Yes, installing the sensors, mechanical, electrical, pneumatic.
Pneumatic as well?
Yes, it's quite an interesting part of the job. I'd say it's simple in lots of ways. It's a little bit like plumbing in a house.
Part 2.
So how long have you been with the company?
Just over 2 years. I'm the longest-serving technician in the group.
Is this a new company?
Yes, they hadn't finished building the factory when I joined.
So what would be a typical day for you? What does this comprise?
A typical day? There are 6 technicians in the section, start about 8 in the morning. We do have fixed hours, 8 to 4:30. However, we try to be flexible around these to suit everybody. Normally, we go in, check our mail. We have a mail system which most people normally communicate by. When I say mail, it's actually electronic mail.
Email, yes.
The mail tells you who's screaming most of all, who needs help the most. Then you would either go to work in one of the branch factories, or you would spend your day in the workshop, building or working on the latest project. Or you would be sent to one of our customers.
So you get to meet the customer?
Regularly, trying to get their production line up and running. Sometimes they're happy, and other times they're not so happy.
You said that you built for the whole of Europe. Do you visit the plants in Europe as well?
Yes. We have to install the machines on site. So far, we've done a couple of machines for Germany, some machines for France, and a couple of machines for Italy as well.
And do you like travelling in your work?
Yes, I like to travel. I do enjoy travelling. Sometimes when we go away for a week, maybe 2 weeks, it starts to get a bit wearing, but in general, I like to travel. The bits which are not so much fun are when you've done a 12-hour shift. You're tired and you just want to go home, but you know that you've got to come in the next day again. But apart from that, travelling in general is usually quite nice.
Yes, the problem with doing installation work like that is that you'll be expected to work as long as you can and get the job done as quickly as possible.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Part 3.
Where did you work before your present job?
I spent 3.5 years with a large defence company.
And what was your job there?
I was a test engineer. Mainly what I did was repair and maintenance of telephone exchange equipment built in-house.
Did you find that experience useful when you moved over to your present job?
I think it was. Although the equipment we used was a little old-fashioned, it was an excellent training ground. And apart from that, it was a good place to... You had plenty of time to work on, to work out solutions for yourself, as opposed to getting pushed to get the job done quickly. It wasn't like a production line.
Now, did you go there on leaving school, or did you go to college first?
No, I spent 3 years doing an HND in electrical and electronic engineering. It was a sandwich course, which meant I did 6 months doing work-related studies.
Where did you do that?
I spent some time in a company which built ultrasonic measuring instruments. Again, I was lucky. It was a very interesting job. I did a lot of field service, installations out on the road. We did a lot of installations in breweries, chemical plants, and quite often came home with a car full of beer. Perks of the job. Once again, it was one of these jobs where you had to go on site and work until it was finished. So it was hard work as well.
Unit 20. Listening.
What's your position in the company? I'm a staff engineer. I'm the leader of the mechanical design section for manufacturing systems.
What does your company do?
We design and manufacture flexible automation systems, what is commonly called robotics.
Where are these robots used?
They're used for manufacturing. It could be to manufacture a semiconductor device, or simply to put a product into a box ready to send out, or anything that comes in between. They can be used for component placement for the actual manufacture of a piece, or for the final assembly where they screw a circuit board into some sort of housing.
They do the screwing in as well?
Mm-hmm, they do everything. We do testers. When a product comes down a production line, it gets taken out and put through a testing procedure. We do SIM communications to the rest of the factory.
SIM?
Computer integrated manufacturing. The robots are linked into a factory controller in the more integrated factories. The most sophisticated factories are all controlled from one central controller using CAD data downline.
So it's completely electronic?
Yes. There's a CAD database in the master controller in the factory. It holds specifications for every product the factory makes. Barcode readers read the boards coming down the production line and pass the information to the robot. The robot says, okay, I'm going to build product A. So it pulls the CAD data from the database and builds that product. When it's finished, it informs the controller and passes on to the next product to be assembled.
Your robots are driven by?
Stepper motors, and pneumatics.
Do you use PLC?
Motion controllers. We use motion controllers. This can give straight line moves, special curve moves, etc., etc. It's much more sophisticated than PLC.
How long have you been working for this company?
2 years. We started the business, five of us. We've gone from nothing to a $5 million business in 2 years.
Quite impressive growth.
Mm-hmm. Exponential and still climbing.
What made you take up engineering?
When I was a kid, I used to build radio-controlled model powerboats and race those, and I was always fascinated doing practical things.
And where did you study?
At Harriet Watt University. I did a BSc in engineering.
Unit 24. Listening.
What do you like about designing on computer?
The fact that you can get into three dimensions immediately. You don't have to imagine how a component will look from two-dimensional drawings. You can put your thoughts into the solid without having to go via paper. You can see in the mind's eye exactly how the components fit together or could fit, and you can modify, replace, and generally tailor parts very quickly as ideas come to you.
What are the advantages of CAD over traditional design methods using drawings?
Well, there are many. An electronic image is much easier to edit. Changes are simple to make. You can turn the view and move the image about. This makes it very much easier to visualize. You can change the scale or produce a mirror image. That's impossible with traditional drawing methods. Designers used to spend a considerable amount of time on drawing repeated features, features which occur again and again in a design, holes, for example. With CAD, you needn't describe such a feature more than once. It can then be copied as often as you like and stored for later use. Another major plus is that CAD can be interfaced to other programs.
Will drawings disappear totally from the design process?
Many concerns don't use engineering drawings at all. They use the model in the computer directly, so that no paper needs to be generated. It can all be done on the computer. The manufacturing engineer, the production planner, has access to the same model the designer has just created, and can access this to decide what tools are needed, what machining has to be done, all the practical details necessary for actually manufacturing the component. Drawings will still retain a place, if only for non-technical reasons. For instance, for showing to the public, to clients, or for legal reasons.
And I suppose one virtue of CAD is that there's no possibility that you can have inconsistent drawing if everyone is working from the same model. Is that correct?
Well, that's the whole point of the exercise, of course. To capture the design as the designer is doing it, so that there can be no doubt at all in downstream activities as to exactly what the product consists of. That's always been the problem with engineering drawings, that they can be misconstrued. And people can make mistakes in the actual drawings. There are very few, remarkably few, engineering drawings which are entirely correct. They're nearly always, for example, over-dimensioned or under-dimensioned. apart from all the other drawing errors that can creep in.
And modelling, does it have any future?
Designers used to model features such as car body trim in clay. Wooden models were used to style domestic appliances such as electric kettles. The problem with all models is that you can't make changes easily. They're cumbersome and inconvenient to transport. You can't make copies, and at the end of the day, they'd have to be converted back into drawings for manufacture. However, there'll always be a place for models to demonstrate a project to clients. For example, the scale models architects use.
In engine design, weight is critical. Can you see what weight savings you're making if you're working with CAD?
Yes, indeed. The program I use continuously computes all the major parameters of a solid part as it's designed. It works out the various moments of inertia. It works out the center of gravity. It works out the weight, volume, etc. And these can be called onto the screen any time.
What about other forms of analysis?
Stress analysis programs allow one to design a part, then put the information directly and quickly into the stress analysis program, get a result, look at the result, and then modify the model accordingly to reduce the stresses or to reduce weight or both, and then go from that revised model back into the stress analysis again, hence going round the circle. Normally, one needs to go round the circle at least 4 times to get very near to the optimum design.
Unit 29. Listening. 1.
One of the reasons I enjoy my job is that it's always changing. There is always something new in engineering, and that's one of the things I like about it. In this factory, where we've got several different types of machining, we can get to know a lot about a lot of different machines, and that's what I enjoy most of all.
2.
I really enjoy the job. I like working with my hands, as I always have. And I really like seeing a finished product. I like taking care over making it, and making it look nice.
3.
As for the other side of me job, the not-so-good side, there's only one thing that gives me no pleasure, and that's the inevitable need for the disciplining of others. It's always very difficult to say to someone, "That's enough, you've got to go," but it's necessary sometimes, and it's got to be done. You can't shirk it. But I can't disguise the fact that it's not something that I ever enjoy doing.
4.
In my job, you could be working all hours of the day or night. If a system is needed urgently, there is no question of knocking off at the usual time. You can find yourself working through the night.
5.
At present, we're busy getting sample pumps ready for a customer, so that we can do some endurance tests to see whether they're capable of doing what the customer expects of them. From the tests I do, I have to assess whether or not the pumps can go to the customer.
6.
Basically, we look after the production of parts. We do the planning for every new component, how they're going to be manufactured, what methods and what machines are going to be used to make them. We're also responsible for specifying new equipment and new machines, gauges, tooling, modifications to tooling and gauges, and we generally look after production. We have to make sure everything runs smoothly. There is, or there has to be, a good liaison between a foreman and ourselves, so that if he has a problem of some kind, he knows where he can come to get it solved. And when he does come, hopefully we can usually sort it out for him.
End of side 2.